Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We're continuing the mitzvah of to believe that Hashem is one. It's interesting to understand why is it that seems throughout the world, or throughout the entire world, people seem to take on that they want some kind of physical image in order to worship it. I mean, we see it throughout the world, except for Yidden and the Bnei Abraham, which are Bnei Keturah, that means to say Bnei Shuel, they believe also Hashem is one God. But throughout the rest of the world, it seems that people want to take on, they like the idea of idols. Throughout the entire world, you find this concept. What is it people like about idols? Well, they have the problem that there's one God that has no group, etc. So Rabbi Schwartz once mentioned something that was very extremely enlightening to me. This is a famous story with the minister. He had to rent a hall. I'm sure you must have heard the story from Rabbi Schwartz. You heard the story, yeah?
No.
Oh, wow. This is a great story. I have to tell you the story. When Rabbi Schwartz was a rub in Seattle, Washington, for about a year and a half, so at one point he had to rent a large hall for a certain social event. It happened to be that the Methodist church in that area had a large hall. So Rabbi Schwartz wanted to speak to the minister of the church in order to find out if they were allowed to use the hall. It's a Avodah Zorah. You can't have an offer from Avodah Zorah. You can't have benefit from idol worship. All those details, we're not going to go into that right now. Uh-huh. But Rabbi Schwartz wanted to check out if it was Avodah Zorah. Now, as you know, in the Christian groups, there are many different groups, and they have different beliefs, and some are Mamash Avodah Zorah, and some are not. They believe that he's a prophet. So anyway, Rabbi Schwartz wanted to question him. So he started questioning him. You know, very loud cover. He wasn't making fun of him or anything like that. He just asked him simple, straightforward questions. Do you believe in one God? Yes, he answered this minister. Yes, we believe in one God. So Rabbi Schwartz asked him, why do you have a cross? Why do you pray to Yashka? Well, he said, it's really one God. I understand it's one God, so what do you need all these other things here for? So he started explaining some of the philosophy, the Christian philosophy, and Rabbi Schwartz kept asking questions. You know, what do you need this for, and why is that? Innocent, straightforward questions. So this minister started, it was a winter day, and he started turning red and he's broken the sweat. Anxiety sweats in the winter, and standing in Seattle, Washington, a windy winter day, the guy's sweating. So finally, this minister said to Rabbi Schwartz, he says, you know, I have to tell you the truth, our theology is something like bubblegum. Because when you really start getting into it, it gets a bit sticky. He couldn't explain it. He really couldn't explain it. Rabbi Schwartz had to put him in the corner. It wasn't his intention, was not to do that necessarily, but that's what happened. So Rabbi Schwartz said an interesting thing, said that these people, for some reason, the concept of Hashem being one and being completely abstract beyond our comprehension is something that these people, for some reason, they can't relate to it. They have a very difficult time relating to it. They have to have something concrete they can relate to it, namely idols. So what happens when you have to start something concrete and idols and so on, then the whole you go far away from the concept of Hashem, very much so. When Rabbi Schwartz told me this story, I took on such a double pushit from the time I was a kid, even a little kid. The concept of one God that is, you know, all powerful, he's above, without any goof, etc., etc. Even as a child, when I was a 4 or 5 year old child, this is a double pushit to me. I didn't have any problem believing this or even thinking this. And Yidden Bachal, it's like we live with this reality. But other people who don't have a Jewish neshama find it extremely, extremely difficult, this concept. It's something they can't grasp. So I realized this is that one of the matanas of a Jewish neshama, that we have a Jewish neshama, we're able to live with this reality. Okay? So that explains a little bit why throughout the entire world, wherever you go, you find the Vodazara, idols, and so on and so forth. They cannot, it's such a thing that's beyond your comprehension, they can't live with it. It's very hard for them to live with it. It's very hard for them. In any case, what is considered a Avodah Zorah for a non-Jew and for a Jew? Christianity is one of the very interesting problematic religions over here. We have Machlokes of Poskim, if for a non-Jew Christianity is considered a Avodah Zorah or not. Because, according to their theology more or less, they believe there's one God, but he went and he put himself into some kind of physical form in order to get people, like we just explained, that people should relate in this world, be able to relate to him. Now, is that for a Goy considered a Avodah Zorah or not? Machlokes of Poskim. In Simon Kufman Heiner Orachaim, you'll find over there in Machlokas, Ramos says, brings down Deus that it's not considered a Zorah. We're going because he actually believes in one God, but God is a sheet of his, a partner, so to speak. And other posts argue very strongly. The Ramah says absolutely not. There's no such thing. You don't need Shidduch. That's making Hashem as if he has, he's divided into parts, so to speak. He has a partner over here that he made part of himself in this world, and the rest of him is above this world. And that can't be. For Jews, no question about it, that's what it is. For sure, it's a Zohar. For non-Jews, it's a question in Poskim. What is considered a Zohar for non-Jew? What's a Nafkamina, by the way? It's a very simple Nafkamina. If something in a Christian church is Asher Bahano or Mutter Bahano. If you hold it's a Zohar, it's Asher Bahano. If you hold it's not a Zohar, then it's a Mutter Bahano. For us to do it, of course, is Asher. The halacha, most Poskim take on that Christianity is considered a Zohar, unless they believe that Yeshua was a prophet. If he holds a prophet, then that's not a Zohar. But if they hold, like most of them do, Catholics for sure, if God put himself in a physical form, then it's for sure a Zohar. The Ramak, the Rebbe of the Arizal, was asked the question, and so what if Hashem made himself a physical form? What's the big deal? The person is asking this question. You know, why can't Hashem do it? Hashem is all powerful, so he can make himself in a physical form as well. So the Ramak answered him and says, he said, you will never find the king taking out the garbage. The king, all-powerful king, you won't find him taking out, you know, sweeping up the garbage, cleaning out the sewers and the bathrooms in the king's palace. You'll never find the king doing that. It's so completely the opposite of what Hashem is. To make himself into something physical, when a Jew starts thinking about it, it's completely short-circuits the whole business. It's completely, completely opposite of Elikus. Because Elkus is so completely something that's infinite above this world in every sense of the word. So for to make himself a physical human being that has to eat and sleep and so on and so forth, is completely, and Basar Adam, with all that goes with it, is completely, completely, completely the opposite of Elkus. And therefore he says, Hashem, even though he can do whatever he wants to do, he would never do such a thing. Because it's completely the opposite of Elkus. When a person studies what Elkus is a little bit, Derech Hashem, he said it's for him, they understand why that is. Okay, boys, I'm happy to have a good day. How did everything go?